Blackstone Audio presents Berserker Fury by Fred Saberhagen. 1. One smashing impact after another buffeted the little spy ship, the blasts coming so fast some overlapped. Wave fronts of radiation hurled by weapon explosions smote like atmospheric shockwaves against sagging defensive fields and melting armor. A few minutes ago, under the first probing phase of the attack, the ship had quickly lost its disguise, revealing its egg-shaped Solarian hull to the optoelectronic senses of the killer, the Berserker computer that was directing the attack from 1,000 kilometers away. Ever since that moment of discovery, the onslaught of beams and missiles had come on furiously and without pause, as if the Berserker were enraged and triumphant. As if a computer could feel those emotions on having exposed the ship's deception, ferreting out a Solarian artifact inhabited by bad life. The goal of each and every Berserker's basic programming was the destruction of all life in the galaxy, with a special effort directed against bad life, defined as those organic units that actively resisted their own annihilation, the fate ordained for them by the Berserker's programming. During the thousands of years in which this program of sterilization had been in progress, Solarian humans had turned out to be the worst bad life of all. And sometime in the early stages of that age-old project, at an epoch when humans on Earth were dwelling in caves and wielding spears and clubs against their enemies, the Berserkers had eliminated their own organic creators. The control cabin of the Solarian ship was crowded with 12 armored human bodies. Here, the battle stations of the ship's entire crew had been ergonometrically...